Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Ricky Rocket's with us. Welcome, Ricky.
Yeah. You know, this is the first time in all our years of radio that we broke protocol. One, I always call you at 6:30 if you have not called me first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then... we didn't have a plan of attack. Nobody called me. How about you? Did I call you? And then at 7:08, according to my radio clock, which is off, your man called. I'm not even awake yet, just drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. Had a nice talk.
Speaking of coffee. So, Rick, here's a sound that I remember from the 1950s. I'm going to play this sound. You ready?
No,
here it
no.
Is. Here, no, here it is.
Please don't.
Okay, so that is the sound of a cup of coffee with a spoon in it. And I distinctly remember that sound. And that was the sound of my grandfather stirring his cup of coffee with a spoon in it. Now, here's why I'm mentioning this. I know for a fact, I can remember, that he stirred it clockwise. And it seemed to go on for like 2 minutes. And I remember being very young and thinking, it had to dissolve by then. It had to. I'm thinking he probably had a little bit of sugar and a little bit of milk in his coffee. But he was stirring it clockwise, and you could hear the spoon clanking against the inside of the coffee cup. Now, and he lived to be, he retired in his 80s. He was a real hard-working, strong, healthy guy, even though he was gassed in World War I. The question is, was he structuring his water by stirring it clockwise, with the water being actually
yes.
Coffee?
Yes. Yeah. Instinct. Yes. Yes.
Isn't
and,
that
and
fascinating?
We do a lot of things like that, that we're not isn't aware of, and then we find out later, oh, yeah. Culpepper.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Culpepper, for example, did Doctrine of Signatures. That meant... that you could tell what the plant's use was by its color or what it looked like. Red clover. Oh, that's red. It's for the blood. And now we know it's got iron in it. Lungwort. That plant's blue. But you ever see a blue plant? Lungwort. Lungwort is for guess what? There it is. And later... Well, 100 years later, 200 actually, we discovered that it was the same. Structuring water is something that we've always known about, but we never talked about. That's why I'm going to start writing manga comics for children, because they're not doing that in school anymore, for sure. I have to apologize. I've had a series of very strange events outside my control that are, I'm like in the winds of fate. My Julie wasn't here in Oregon. Her father is ill down in California. So she's been down there, and we had a talk last night. And then, 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and it was like, really? And there wasn't ice on the inside bedroom walls, but I've lived in countries where it was like that. When you get up at 4 in the morning and you fire up your air tight and go back to bed until 6, I lived in that kind of country. It was like that this morning. And, I didn't have any hot water for a bath. it's been downhill since. Anyway, here I am.
Well, it's great to have you. I'm sorry that Julie's father is ill. And if you need to talk to Norm, let me know.
Yeah,
you can make
it's beyond that. It isn't that. They misdiagnosed him down in California, and he nearly died because of it. He may not get out of it in time. And there's other complications going on in the same regard. Misdiagnosed was they had 4 liters. I like gallons. Had 4 liters of urine inside them. They couldn't get out. And, so there it is. And welcome to Baracha, honey. That was in the great race with the great Leslie and Dr. Fate. I have to say, this world is coming apart at the seams in every place I look at. And I spent Christmas alone. Yeah, I'm okay. It's just the worst Christmas of my life. And my poor girlfriend is going through the same thing, and we can't be together. She's here and I'm there, or I'm, you know, she's there and I'm here, or something like that. I had the whole thing I was going to do with you for. I thought we were going to do doublespeak today, and
Well, let's do that. Let's do that next week.
Yeah,
so what we'll
gotcha.
Do is.
But I had a good one that wasn't doublespeak, but it's like doublespeak, and it represents what we are going to do. For example, if I said Ottoman Empire and Audubon Society, now what you have is a, what do they call that? A mixing metaphors with automatopoeia.
Well,
now that's you heard Audubon, the Ottoman Society and Ottoman Empire and the Ottoman Society, and they sound the same, but they're spelled differently and they're pronounced slightly differently. But you say coffee and I say coffee, and it's all, you know, the same creek.
How come you say it wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
so,
because I've got a lip, and you know, words that are different than Chinese. You know, I don't understand. I don't need to tell. My vocabulary is unbelievable, and I have no idea where it came from because I didn't even read English until fourth grade.
So, class, what we're talking around is next week when Rick's on with us, we're going to do a two-hour special of doublespeak, newspeak, and we are Rick has built a lexicon separate from me, and the lexicons are it's a group of words that may be scientific in partial. Not completely scientific, mixed with other words that may be partially scientific, strung together to form phrases, incomplete sentences, sentences without nouns, sentences without verbs. And we're going to deliver this next week as if it is real, as if what we're talking about is absolutely bona fide, makes sense, and you need to know it. But it will be almost 100% bogus. And the reason we're doing this, and we've proven this twice, I think, you know, three times would be a thing we should do. The reason we're doing this is I believe that some people have the radio and television on for background noise. And I've talked to people who are quite educated, quite learned, even in the medical profession. I am not talking about Norm Shealy, but people who have said, no, I've got to have the TV on.
There's a difference by 180 degrees.
Right. So there are people who will say, no, I got to have that background noise. I just have the TV on for noise, background noise. And I'm thinking, I don't want noise. Now, music, that's something different. Noise is something that I do not need to have in my life. As a matter of fact, when I get on the tractor, there's plenty of noise, and I wear earplugs and headphones to keep the noise out. Because I don't want to hear any more noise. So, I believe that some people have the media on in the background, and they are absolutely not paying attention. And we've proven it twice, and we're going to try to go above and beyond with Newspeak Doublespeak next Thursday for 2 hours. So if you don't want to hear it, don't. But there were some pretty famous people who were involved in Doublespeak, and one of them was a guy named Al Kelly. And he was on the streets of New York, I believe, and this was probably like in the 1950s. And he would ask a person for directions. He'd walk up to some stranger and say, "I'm looking for," and then he would mix syllables, and he would do it with emphasis, and he'd say, "Right?" They go, and they'd nod, and they didn't want to act like they had no idea what he was saying.
Everybody's in a state of hypnosis. They have no clue. I know where you're going. I had some kind of, the way Crocodile Dundee put it was wakey, and all of a sudden you're back focused on what exactly is going on, and oh, guess what? This isn't Chicago anymore, Toto.
Yeah, and so we are losing our ability to get along with people. Now, here's an example. I've mentioned that every time I go into the big city, Springfield, from the farm, somebody does something with their vehicle that's dangerous, reckless, careless. They'll wait and wait and wait, and they'll see me coming, and they'll wait. And I drive my headlights on just so I make sure that these guys are able to see me. Additional preparedness. So I drive with my headlights on during the day, and they'll see me coming. They'll see my truck. They'll see it. They'll wait. And I'll go, okay. They're not going to pull out and cut me off. And then when it's too late, then it's when they pull out and cut me off. Just to go, half a mile or a mile up the road and then turn. So they are so concerned about themselves. And they're talking on the phone and they're not paying attention while they're operating their vehicle. Well, a couple of days ago, I was going to the big city. And Mrs. Finelli and I were in our old almost antique pickup truck. And it's white. And so we're going along, got the headlights on, and I'm in this two-lane road, one lane each way, and it goes into a yield where you merge with a two-lane road going each way. I mean, a four-lane road. Two lanes going, two lanes coming, and a suicide lane. And I'm in the slow lane, and I have about a quarter of a mile to get into the fast lane, if you will, so I can make a left at the traffic signal ahead. So I put my signal on, and there's cars coming. I can't get in the left lane. And then all of a sudden, I wait, and I go slowly, and there's plenty of time for me to pull off this maneuver. My turn signal's on, saying I want to go to the left. And there's a break in the traffic, and I start to move over. And there's this car behind me, speeds up, accelerates really quickly to make sure I can't do it. Got plenty of room to do it. I mean, way, like, two or three times more room than I needed. And I pull over slowly, and this gal decides that she's going to try to run me back into the lane. She's not going to let me get into her lane. So she ends up in the suicide lane because I decided, nah, she would never do that. She would never try to force me back into the lane. Well, she did, but I kept going, and so she's leaning on the horn, and so I put my finger up, my pointing finger, not my middle finger, and I shake it like that was not very nice. And so we get to the traffic light, and she looks at me, and I'll tell you what happened next.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Ricky Rocket, as my mom used to call him. And so, Rick, I know. You're talking about how people are not very nice and the world's spiraling down, devolving. So all I wanted to do was merge into the left lane so I could turn left at the traffic light ahead, and I had plenty of room. This woman would not let me do it. She decided she's going to push me off the road. So I decided, well, I'm gonna do it anyway, and I had plenty of room, and she's just not paying attention. So I shook my finger at her like a teacher might do in the 1950s in elementary school, like that was not very nice. And so I just have a regular cab pickup with, I don't have any of those special tints, so you can see right through the rear window into the front window, and you know, she could see me, so I just kind of shook it, and you're like, not very nice. And so she pulls up, then she gets alongside me, she pulls from her left lane into the right lane. So she's going to prevent me from going to the left lane, and had nothing to do with her because she wanted to go in the right lane.
You're lucky she didn't have a weapon. That's
well, she
the
did.
Problem.
She,
it escalates to who's got the biggest hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she.
Okay.
So
I have other things I need to talk about. Everybody gets that. We've been there.
Well,
no,
we don't. It only take me another 10 seconds. So we're at the light, and I said, "You are a moron." And she smiled. I said, "You are a moron." And then, so what she do? She took her camera out, her phone, and took my picture. All right, now I'm done.
Mississippi 20, Mississippi 22. Okay, yeah, here's the deal. I have a whole list of things I needed to talk about. That was yesterday. I was going to send it to you last night. I fell asleep. It's been that much of a nightmare here. I spent Christmas alone. Oh, but it's all going to change because I'm going to carry a weapon. And when she takes my picture, I'm going to show her the weapon and say, take another one, please. I dare you. And I'm getting weirded out here because things outside my control are happening to me in the perfect storm. And how does that work? The gods conspired. What they call that in my speak term is puer wounding and Ulysses scarring. There, that's your homework for today. Find out what that means. That's when Ulysses discovers he's not a god. Chooses not to be a god. It's called puer wounding and Ulysses scarring. I have a new cover on my ESP book out, and I wanted to know what number you wanted off the hot up press, because I'm going to number the first 400, and there's already 27 books gone. And I haven't even told them how they're my friends, like you, that didn't get back to me. What number do you want, Vinny? From 1 to 400, and you better pick it quick, because I've got a bunch of books to ship out to Belgium and other places. And nobody knows that. It went up on my site two nights ago, and this morning I was going to talk about it so that the people on your show had first shot. And I have, if you go to Facebook or my website, and now I'm going to have it today on Amazon. Nick Begich managed that book for more than 10 years with Earth Pulse Press, has a dark red cover. I wanted to change the cover and some guts inside it to make it a true workbook and a tool. And so the new cover has a me on the front in cartoon. My friend Helen Downs in Australia did a wonderful job. And it's going to be the first of the three books. The Non-Local Mind is going to have a comic book cover, too. Well, you see what's happening in that one, man. But this one is Oak Edition, and the first 400 that are sold will be numbered and autographed, no matter where you get them, from Amazon or not, if it's the Oak Edition. That's the deal. And so it's $21, and it's on special at $18, where the original was at $18 and now on sale at $15. I have both of them. And I'm writing like crazy, and yet the gods conspire. Amazon is not my problem. Ingram. Ingram's a bad people. It's like Amazon said, oh, we're just a flea market. We don't police the fleas. Hen house and wolves. I can't believe it. You know, what's going on in our world?
We're going to a break. When we come back, tell us how to get the book, exactly what to do. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rocket attack in the vicinity forces Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a campaign speech. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech, but he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch.
A short time later, Israel launched attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after an attack on a Jewish man in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Fox 8. It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, Rick, so you've got a new cover. You've got a revised edition of ESP.
And it sequels. It makes the three books, Power Tools and The Non-Local Mind, fit. And The Non-Local Mind is going to press next month.
Okay, and did you determine the Flash Kincaid grade level at which this book is aimed?
Yeah, it's in there. Fog Index, scientific writing. Oh, it's a very, very, very special book. Very, very could be scratched. Now you got to. It's a very good book. Very, not very, very. It's very, very. And I didn't mean a simile. I meant an onomatopoeia. And that's what... Who was that masked man? Oh, that was the one with the finger. And the Lone Ranger. And when Tonto said, what do you mean, we white man? it goes downhill from there. Yes, go to my website, RichardAllenMiller.com, and or Facebook and Amazon will be today. And I had a little piece of candy I was going to have last night when I passed out instead of sending you all that shit. I can't keep up fast enough, man. Too many roadblocks, fingers, and or individual women that dare me to try to get over. Anyway, yeah, everybody's angry. And why? Well, one is an irritation coefficient. The space around you is if it gets down below 6 feet, everybody gets angry. They don't know that, but it's a fact, and that's why they call it crowd control. And, you know, if you get half of what I'm going to say right now, you're doing better than I am. My website, RichardAllenMiller.com, and the first 400 will be autographed and numbered in May for my great-grandson. You were something. I don't know, man. This is getting crazier and crazier because where do I begin? And hypnosis is, when I wrote this book back in the 70s for Navy SEALs, it was the first protocol on how I selected whom I was going to invite to try out for a brand new program called SEAL Corp. And I tested 280,000 plebes. And it led me to this book. That's chapter 3 in the book. And then you figure out it wasn't divers. It wasn't Navy. I had an astronaut. I had from the astronaut program, I had a couple Marines. Everybody had to have intuition. And back when I did this, intuition and hypnosis were both considered pseudosciences. And today, they're critical in the sense of if you work with instinct, you do not make mistakes. And so I got tested on this program. The Foundation for the Study of Man had moved across the street from Durham, Duke University, and went back through and held a contest psychic tournament where they brought in Gene Dixon, Sybil Leak, usual suspects, James Hurtak, and they brought me in to test my model that I use for SEALs. And I won that contest by 4 orders of magnitude above the highest psych in the world that day. And that's a matter of history. The system works, and power tools, the 8 protocols, that was the first one, the 8 protocols, and then the non-local mind is how you can go out and become a Navy SEAL overnight if you want to, because it's not about strength, which is what the SEAL program does now, endurance. It used to be anybody on my team had to have at least 1 PhD, period, end of story, and it had nothing to do with education. It meant they were driven, and they worked with their gut. And if they worked with their gut, you don't make mistakes. It's when you think about what you're going to do that you get in trouble. And that's the truth of it, even though we're trained. Why? We're all in a state of hypnosis. It's the depth of it, how much you're toning out that radio that you like to have the sound on all the time. You're catching everything. What you're doing is filtering. And what you want to do is focus on what's important at that moment. And most people don't know how to do that. I don't. I just know I should. How did they put it in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. That's what I had to say. Sorry.
So we go to RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. We can peruse the offerings and buy the books right there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If it's oak edition, if you see oak, where it's got a comic book cover to it, there's your Huckleberry. And the first 400 are autographed. I have people from Belgium. Oh, that 2 days before Christmas, that night, I put it up 1 hour later. This guy from Belgium ordered four of them out of the gate. I'm considered a drug celebrity in Amsterdam, sorry. That means if I ever go over there, I've got a place to stay anywhere because I'm a drug celebrity. Go figure. Why?
And so, Rick, what does that mean, a drug celebrity?
It means that in 1970, before USDA, I did the chemistry of herbs. At that time, Roy Taranishi was my counterpart in the USDA that was starting to look at the chemistry of herbs. But mostly back then, we weren't interested in doctrine of signatures. We were interested in agribusiness and corporate farming. And because of that, there's corn, soybean, and the usual suspects. Today, the Midwest is an open field for CBDs and oil and seed. And I might be that forehead harvester I developed 30 years ago. Yeah, that's right. May be critical for that industry because the new direction in hemp, I wrote that book with Chuck Walters. It hasn't even been published yet. It's on hemp. It's a virgin white paper. And if you think medical and recreational, that is an important rope sale clause. It's important. Newsflash, it's paper. And that's what they're using, cottonwood. And I was writing about that in 1981. Now, I'm in my time in some ways. This concept is important. And because once you understand how to get in touch with yourself, that's halfway to God. Most people don't even have a clue. They think what they think of as God is only halfway to God, and that's what you can do. This century, including immortality, if you had dialogue with yourself, and you don't, and I don't, I meditated for 30 years, and I don't have communion. I have it more than most, but I'm not there. Oh, no, no. And no. We don't have a clue. This is not a real universe as the model I'm coming from. And it's a dream. And you're playing Nintendo in the future. And you're dialed in. And your time has nothing to do with it. So you can have 1,000 lifetimes in one moment. And that's that. And once you can dial in, now you're starting to have the poured, the evolution of man's consciousness. And that's what this series is about. I'm writing another series because I did Chemistry of Herbs in 1970, and that book has already sold over 300,000 copies. That's a bestseller 50. Why? It was the legal highs, and once I put a ritual to a drug that qualified it as a sacrament and kept it out of the Uniform Controlled Substance Act. And in crabgrass, for example, has dimethyltryptamine in it. How's that work? Well, it's almost as if chemistry isn't the real deal. It's a delivery system from God, how to talk to him. I'm not talking about DMT. I'm saying, because DMT is a toxin, per se. It's the neurotransmitter that I'm going to be talking about in the brain that freaks out when it sees these toxins coming in, like mushrooms or whatever. And it freaks out and overproduces that neurotransmitter. Now dialogues, subtle bodies outside the physical. And once you do that, you can take placebo, your mind's eye, and make it to 60%. There
it is. That's how it works, and that's just that series. I'm writing about other things as well. Crops. So I was the first person to write about herbs. When Legal Highs came out, I had Morning Glory Seed and Baby Hawaiian Woodrose. I had lines going down the street on the app from the university. Big long lines. Oh, mine is stuff from my herb store. I was a cake crazy man even back then. I got pictures. I had a goatee. Can you imagine?
So, Rich, how difficult is this book to read? You know, I'm talking about the Flesh Cake.
Your book,
on the average, you know, the one that you're talking about, your new ESP book.
ESP book.
What grade level?
Tells you how to listen to my voice quietly, and pretty soon you have a choice. Am I allowed to continue talking to you, or do you want to filter me out? You trust me? You want me to keep talking? If we have a contract, now we're going to go down to level 2. It lays out 102 levels of physical measurements for depth of hypnosis, because we're all asleep. And once you identify, that's chapter 7 or something like that. I do neurolinguistics on chapter 11 on how to talk to yourself so you don't program yourself to do the wrong thing. No, no, no. You don't say, I won't do this. You say, I will do that. It's just simple stuff. It's A, B, C. What just happened? Wait a minute. What just happened?
I think we're okay, Rick.
No, I don't think. Yeah. What do you mean you're okay? I'm really worried about me.
No, I'm okay. I'm looking. if you're talking about the signal going out, the modulation, and the frame loss, and jitter and delay and all that, we're good. We're only at 0.2 of a second delay. Everything's running fine. So, Rick, I've got a comment about what you just said when we come back about grade level and for next week. I ran the text and the fabrication of the words that I made up for next week's doublespeak. I ran it through the reading level score. I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And so, Rick, I was thinking about next week, and I'm really looking forward to our broadcast and doublespeak. And so, as I mentioned before, I came up with these words and sentence structure and so forth. And you sent me some links. And I ran what I wrote through this scoring software. And well, let me just say for the class. So, class, if you've gone to elementary school and completed it, you've gone through grade 8. If you've gone through high school 4 more years, that's 12. So grade 12, you've completed the 12th grade. If you have gone to a 2-year college, then that would be 14. If you've gone to a 4-year college, that'd be grade 16. If you have a master's, which is what I have, that'd be grade 18. And if you have a doctorate, it might be a couple more years, grade 20. Rick, would you agree with that?
No, but yes. Yes, no.
No, but yes.
No. Yes. Yes,
okay.
And no.
So yes,
I'm
no.
I'm flipping the coin now.
All right. So, class, if you have a PhD, you'd be at about grade 20. Well, I ran what my portion of next week's discussion about doublespeak and newspeak. I ran it through the scoring software, and it came out with grade 27.
Exactly. So, there we go. Now you're getting home, because even they, whoever invented that, can't do it right. They can do it left, but they can't do it centered.
So if you think next week's...
That's the way they say it down under. Get me?
So if you think next week's class is going to be easy... It will be. It will be if you've completed the 27th grade. Now, I have not. I'm 7 years short. Actually, no. I'm 9 years short of completing the 27th grade. So
that's
I'm not there, but yet
I
was...
how to do when I worked at Boeing. It's the first thing I did. I was working Lunar Base Alpha 1, and they wanted my fog index down to less than 10. That's scientific.
Oh.
Right.
What? Okay. Well, the flesh concave.
Okay, it's an OY. Why?
The flesh concave score.
M-I-C-K-E-Y. You have been programmed. You have no idea.
So, Rick, the Flesh Kincaid score from the most sophisticated for the most sophisticated readers would be considered philosophers. Then scientists, a little easier for them. Politicians, a little easier. Rebels, a little easier. Religious figures, a little easier. Visual artists, a little easier. Then you have the average. Then you have military leaders, a little easier than average. Writers, easier. Let me tell you, well, you need to hear the rest of this. So directors, a little easier to read. Business people, a little easier. Explorers, a little easier. Journalists, a little easier. Musicians, a little easier than that. Entertainers. Now, the two bottom, the easiest to read would be what would come out of an entertainer, second easiest, and the absolute easiest would be naturally what you would expect, the guys with concussions, sports figures.
Live from New York?
Next week's broadcast will be one that even scientists and philosophers who write at the most difficult level will find it exceedingly difficult to understand what we're saying. That's next
week. That's why
I'm looking forward to it.
That's why I'm set in a cage and I'm calling you from Leavenworth.
We might be in. There might be a special place already designated for us.
Yeah, God had one for Mrs. Roberts. He's got an Ann Robertson. Yeah, I had a special place in heaven. Oh man, I've had
Rick,
a bad day.
I'd like to ask you, but I'd like to ask you, but I'm afraid to. What'd you do before the broadcast?
My M&Ms. I was following Reese's Pieces into the garage.
It's funny that you mention M&Ms because that is part of... See, that's what I'm talking about. We're on the same page without ever discussing it. One of the things that's in next week's broadcast is M&Ms. You know, how they started with... They said, well, what do we name the company? And the guy said, A. Let's name it A. Well, A's already in the phone book. So they said, okay, Z. Well, nobody wants to name it. So, all right, let's go to the middle of the alphabet, M. That's already taken. How about M&M? Well, that's already taken. And that's how about M&M&M? Well, that's hard to say.
No, double size it. That's why they chose M&M. Double sizing. Make mine a cheese, please. Cafe Royale. That's what I'm taking.
Well, this ought to go down. This broadcast, at least the latter part of it, will go down in history books as important science.
I'm going to be Ed McMahon, and you're going to say, "Survey says."
Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.